What did you keep them in?
This little kind of a side room built on. Mm-hmm. So we were standing there in front of that mirror talking, just because he knew he wasn't going to stay long. He didn't even sit down because it was in March or somewhere along there. And he reached over and commenced to, and put his hand that way and commenced to try to pull me over towards it, my face over towards it. I pulled back. Finally, he was stronger than me, and I reckon I weakened some too. And he pulled me up and he kissed me on the cheek. I said, "Now you've done enough dirt. Go on home. You go home." And he laughed and said, "No, I'm not going home till you give me a good kiss." Met on the lips. I said, "Well, you'll be here a long time then, because I don't intend me on my lips. You've done enough dirt. You got all the kiss you're gonna get." Well, he just stood there and laughed. It didn't seem to make him mad. Till finally I let him kiss me on my lips, and we've been going together 13 months, dating. But it was just a little smack. It wasn't one of these big loving kisses. But that satisfied him for the time being, because that's as close as he got to my face.
Yeah.
At that, I'd let him hold my hands. Wasn't quite so okay.
Yeah.
And then we were going to school one Monday morning. He was taking me to school. And he said, "You know why I quit coming to see you about those three Sundays?" I said, "No." Because when he came back, I asked him, I said, "Did I make you mad? Are you mad about anything?" No, he wouldn't admit it, anything. No. And he brought me the first present he'd ever given me, a pretty little lavalier, and with real pearls around it. It's the daintiest little thing. And Mildred Dean wore it at her wedding, and I wore it at our golden wedding. And that just before he started to leave that night, he pulled it out of his pocket. And before he had gone to Kingsland and on to Magnolia that Sunday, he'd gone, got on a train and come to Pine Bluff to get me that present. And he got a box of candy for the girl that he had invited him to come down there and eat Christmas dinner with. And so I was trying to put it around my neck, and he said, "Here, let me fasten it back here." And I let him fasten it, because it was such a dainty little chain, it was at least as small as that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never, at that time, I was so happy about him coming back. I knew he was going to come back, or he wouldn't have spent that money on me, wouldn't have had that present for me. And it made me so happy, because I really did love him, but I just didn't think that. I thought he was, I said, just flirting with me, because he'd gone with a lot of girls. You know, he was older than me and hadn't married any of them. And after I was married, I told him, after we were married, I told him that I said, "I wanted to kiss you.